I'm comedian Timmy Boyle, and this is the greatest live Instagram comedy experience that nobody knew about. March of 2020, I just arrived home from tour when COVID-19 shut down the world. So despite being severely technically challenged, I started a daily live Instagram show right here from my living room. Because how hard could it be? And how long could a pandemic last? Apparently longer than 5 months. So now, 100 episodes later, I've called comedians as diverse in experience as they are in style from all around the world to discuss comedy, life, and, well, whatever. I had no goals, which was a great idea. I avoided tech checks, which was a bad idea. And I eventually wore no pants. The jury's still out on that one. And my OJ, over 150 days, transformed from refreshing drink to rancid mystery liquid right before our eyes. It was a random, free-flowing, hilariously messy ride into the minds and backstage lives of entertainers where anything could happen, and did, including a trip to a goat farm. Overcoming a lack of direction, resources, and tech ineptness, as well as multiple zombie cyber attacks, a project not expected to last even a week soon developed into a must-watch show like no other. But don't take my word for it, see for yourself, right here, on another episode of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Is that it? Did we get it all? Awesome. Shazam! Let's see here. Look at everybody coming in nice and early here to the 50th episode of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Welcome to Crystal's Punny. Cartoonist Aaron is back. Roy, as always, hello to all those who are in here now. Let's see. Mary Jane Baker is here. Let's see. Who else is here? Who else is here? Oh, look, my mom is here. Everybody, as is the custom. Here on Calling Comedians in Quarantine is that you must greet my mother, enemies for life. Oh, are we enemies for life? I hope not. If we are, although I have said that in order to be truly famous, you need to have just as many people like you as hate you. So maybe I've got now people watching the show that like me, and then I've got my enemies for life. But thank you for tuning in tonight. I want everybody, please, to do it. Say hello to my mom from Australia. Enemies for Life is from Australia. It's a shame that we're enemies for life because I really want to come to Australia and tour over there. We're going to try to get Michael Connell over here. So I want to go to Australia. That's actually where my book has been published. So Enemies for Life, maybe we can work out our differences here and maybe we can be friends for life. BFF. Best friend, BFF for LYF. Best friends for life. There we go. There we go. Never. Well, regardless, I hope that you enjoy the show anyways. It is indeed. Australia is east of Guelph. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight on this historic episode of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. My name is Timmy Boyle from Upstanding Comedy, and you are currently in my living room. As has been the case now for 7 weeks, we have been calling comedians from all around North America. And as we get to the end of the week, I believe the only reason that I know that this is a Friday is because of the episodes once a week where you have the opportunity to just talk to me and ask questions that you've always wanted to ask about life or comedy or things that are on my shelf or just whatever it may be. If I don't like the question, I'll just say no and turn it down. So no harm done. But anyways, tonight is that opportunity. We're going to hang out together. We're also going to celebrate episode 50. I'm going to tell you what, seriously, quite frankly, if you had told me that that last tour I was on back in May, when I came home from that and they were like, oh, we're going to cut you know, you can't even go to a show anymore. I was like, oh. And then if you told me that a couple days later I would start this show that has now gone on for 7 weeks, I would have been like, no, come on. You know, like that sort of, the odds of that happening, the odds of the pandemic becoming what it's become are so rare. I mean, next thing you'd be telling me that, I don't know, murderous wasps or hornets would attack. Like, who would ever believe something like that? So tonight we got a few things to on the plate here to celebrate. But let us first, before we start, as is tradition here on the show, and this is a big one, folks, so pay attention. Technology has failed us. Last night we had Daniel Woodrow on the show, and I thought it was going to be a super smooth technical show, and then right at the end, boom, he was gone. Turns out he was trying to take a screenshot of the show. But anyways, we've had technical problems, but our toilet paper has never let us down. Watch this. I'm so excited about this. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, last night was episode 49, and tonight is the historic... dun 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 dun. This guy here is jumping. Here we go, look, he's jumping. Look, he's jumping for joy. He's jumping for joy. Dun, dun, he's jumping. Yay! Episode 50. Ba-ba! Yep. That just happened, everybody. That just happened right here on episode 50 of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Here we go. Let's just put that over there so everybody knows. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is your opportunity tonight to ask me some questions. But before we do that, no, Dutchikin, that wasn't how John Williams envisioned his music being used. But sometimes you don't envision the best form of something, right? Because our imaginations are constricted based on our upbringings and our preconceived notions of things and the things that we've read and seen. We can often only imagine that which has been seen in our regular world, but sometimes that's not the best thing. So he didn't envision his music being used like that, but I bet you now he is ecstatic. I don't even know. I think he's gone. I don't know if he's gone. But here we go. Listen, I'm going to get you to ask questions here. So think of those great questions. But I have been telling people that if you do not learn a new skill by the time you leave quarantine, then you have wasted this opportunity. I have been in my living room. I'm not even wearing pants. And you might be saying, hey, but what have you learned? Because really, this is what I do. But tonight, this here is a kazoo. I just opened the package. I have never played a kazoo before. I've seen them, and I've heard about them. Tonight, on the 50th episode of Calling Comedians in Quarantine, I will play this kazoo for you. And then you can ask your questions. Here we go. Ha 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 ha! Maybe it's supposed to be the other side. Look at all these kazoo experts coming in telling me the wrong end. How am I supposed to know? I'm trying to learn a new skill here, folks. All you people know how to play kazoos. Okay, all right. So, I read it. Okay, I actually did a little bit of research before I had tested this thing, and this was listed as the advanced kazoo. So I am now going to do what was listed on a website about kazoos, because there's websites for literally everything now. This is what they said was advanced kazoos. I will now try each level of the advanced kazoo for you here for the first time on Calling Comedians in Quarantine. The first one is to do do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do. Come on, give me some love for that one. They get harder. Here we go. You guys, you didn't expect this when you tuned in tonight, did you? But that's the thing. On this show, we have no goals. You never know what's going to happen. Here we go. The next one is Mary Had a Little Lamb. Tuned in. That's a good one, Mary Jane Baker. Tuned in. You tune in to watch this. There we go. Knocked off the second one of advanced kazoo. Here we go. Fast car. See that? Welcome to John, who came in here seeing stuff he didn't think he'd ever imagine here on episode 50. That was a fast car. Please leave your comments of applause or hearts, whatever it may be, so that I may know that I nailed that one. Here we go. Police siren. I'm working my way through the advanced kazoo stages for the first time ever. Police siren. That sounds like the sound I heard when I got pulled over for speeding on multiple comedy tours. There you go. Now play Stairway to Heaven. Oh, man. Oh, hold on. Let me get through these, and then I'll try some of your... Feel fine. Fine. You give your... you give your suggestions, and I will accommodate that tonight here on the Kazoo Edition. Our episode 50. Here we go. A dinosaur? That's really one? Okay, a dinosaur. I think that's pretty much how we've never heard them, so I'm going to say that's what it is. Mosquito. Murderous mosquitoes. Here we go. Of the advanced kazoo. Oh, I think I'm drooling out the end. Yeah, I think that was, I think that's some drool. Believe me, if this drink wasn't fermented by now, I probably wouldn't be doing this. Here we go. Mosquito. See, like, that's the theatrics. That's how you sell it. That's right. Now you knew you were sitting there going, oh, it was a mosquito, right? Because, or else you would have just thought I was doing a kazoo. Here we go. Beethoven's Fifth. This is the last one on the advanced kazoo. I don't even know how, anybody know how Beethoven's Fifth go? I think that's the Oompa Loompa song. I actually don't know how Beethoven's Fifth go. And you guys can't even help me here. Okay. Stairway to Heaven. Shoot, how does Stairway to Heaven go? Stairway to Heaven. Stairway to Heaven. Won't you all go to the Stairway to Heaven? Don't think that's it. Like the Tracy Chapman song. How about that? That sounds like Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. And let's see, finally here, unless anyone else has, let's see, any other suggestions? Any other suggestions? I'm just looking through here. Fast Car. I was close enough. Thank you very much. If only I could remember the Beethoven's Fifth, though. Beethoven's Fifth. I don't know. Ask me a question. Somebody ask a question now while I try to think of Beethoven's Fifth. Here's the Batman theme song from the 1970s on the Kazoo edition of Calling Comedians and Recording. Those are the most amazing lyrics in the world. If you ever Googled Batman lyrics for the theme, it's literally na 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 Batman, 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 na 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 Batman, Batman. Okay, here we go. Questions here on calling comedians in quarantine, checking my heart rate because I got this Fitbit. All right, here we go. Tell us about the accident this week that canceled the show. Huh. Hey, Connor, you don't need to say anything out loud because I'm live here. I need to know what Beethoven's Fifth Symphony sounds like. Oh, he doesn't know either. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, I'm going to answer those questions. Is this it? I think that's it. I think I just did it. I am now an advanced kazoo player. I crossed off every single one. I know you can't read it. Can't read it. Could have been a doctor with that handwriting. But anyways, there you go. Okay, here we go. The accident that canceled this week's show. Okay, so couple days ago, there was supposed to be episode 49, and then Daniel Woodrow was going to be episode 50, and this one was going to be episode 51, and the only time I've canceled the show so far was because it was Easter. But a couple days ago, obviously it wasn't Easter, and it wasn't any sort of special holiday. So you might be asking, what happened? Why did that show get canceled? It is not some sort of big, crazy thing, okay? Zombies broke in my house, stole my phone. Kind of like that. But actually less exciting. No zombies came in my house, I'm still waiting. It literally was this, folks. Here's the thing. I like milestones, and it had been bothering me ever since Easter that I was going to have Calling Comedians with Quarantines episode 50 one episode before a Q&A with Timmy. I thought I should be episode 50. And so I was like, it bothered me. I was like, oh, man. So then finally, episode 48 came, and it was supposed to be episode 47, whatever. The point is that I just wanted episode 50 to just be me here. And so I canceled that one. But I didn't really. I actually had a couple comics that I was hoping to have on the show, and they couldn't get back to me or confirm. So it actually worked out good. I literally was just like, fine, nobody is calling. I'm just going to cancel the show so that episode 50 could be me here. I bet you're glad that happened. All right. So if your life could be summed up in a pop flavor, what flavor would you be? If your life could be summed up in a pop flavor, what flavor would you be? I would have to say, you know, what did they call it? Swamp water? It was like a collection of pops. Because as much as I like ginger ale to me is like my favorite pop. Although A&W root beer, that might be that. Okay, maybe 1A. I don't drink a lot of pop in general. Orange juice and water. are my go-tos. But I think the mud water or the swamp water, when you would put different pops in, because here's the thing. As an entertainer and as a human being, quite frankly, I think it irritates some people, maybe even in my own family, but I just don't follow a path. Folks, I'm on here. You guys are watching me. I got people on here looking for something interesting, and I'm playing songs on a kazoo. Some people would go, that is an utter waste of time, and maybe you should have done something more interesting so you could keep the viewers. You know what? I throw a little bit of orange pop in. I throw a little root beer in once in a while. I throw a little bit of ginger ale in once in a while. A little bit of Coke. No Pepsi. That's just a flat out rule. Anyways, that's how I would describe. There's certain patterns in my life, and I'm sure people could define my comedy in some ways and my life in some ways. But in general, the longer I go through this life, I just gotta keep mixing more stuff into my drink. And I tell people, look, follow me because you really don't know what's going to happen. Come to a show. Seriously, come to a live show. If you've never been to a live show, literally I could do anything. In fact, one of my greatest compliments was hearing that somebody told somebody on our team that the reason why they keep coming to the circuit shows is because they don't know what Timmy's going to do. That to me is exciting. So I'm like a swamp water pop. Hope that answered your question. Nailed it. Thank you. That was for Beethoven. What is the funniest thing? Johnny W. is in the house. He missed my kazoo playing. Because Johnny, I know you're a musician too. I just became an advanced kazoo player right here on episode 50 of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Yep. I even played Fast Car. By that girl, Tracy Chapman. You missed it. You can watch the episode later, though. Let's see. What is the funniest thing that you've ever seen a stranger do? Okay, so this is something that hasn't been on the stage. The funniest thing I've ever seen a stranger do. You know what? Here's, okay. I wish I could give you an exact answer, but, you know, I don't want to sit here just thinking about answers. But I find strangers do funny things all the time. I'm a people watcher. I actually went one day at like 4 a.m. to Toronto Pearson Airport with my sister. And we sat there and watched the airport kind of come alive. And we sat there for like 4 or 5 hours, literally just entertaining ourselves, watching human beings. Oh, okay. So I'm going to tie this into your, it may not be the funniest thing I ever saw a stranger do, but in that time, I loved watching people interact and the people saying goodbye and hello and everything. As the employees were coming in, there was this one guy, he was like a baggage guy, just a baggage guy. And look, not knocking baggage guys, everyone's got to have a job, right? But he's trying to like hit on the girl who's at the counter, trying to get her stuff ready to start greeting customers. And he keeps going over, riding the, because like there's nobody really in the airport yet. And he's riding like the, you know, that the transport thing. Kind of coming over, and he keep on kind of like coming up and cracking some joke. We couldn't hear what they were saying. And she just kept looking at him like, would you please go, like, who are, like, go away. And we kept watching him get pushed away. And we thought it was the funniest thing in the world. And we were sure, like, we started to put words in everyone's mouth, but we're pretty sure he was like, I'm going to be a pilot one day. And she's like, no, you're a baggage guy. Well, one day I'll be a pilot. You can't even walk over here properly. You got to ride the machine. You're like a child. One day I'll be a pilot. No, you're like in your 60s. You're not going to be a pilot. That was funny to me. I love watching people interact. And literally, so if you're ever wandering somewhere and you see me just sitting there, you can come over and say hi. But chances are I've taken mental notes of all the funny things that you've probably done just in your journey to get to me. Because that's how I find material. Watching you, all of you, and people I don't know. That's how it happens. Josie Robertson is in the house. Josie. Josie is a Irish jigger. I think that's how you pronounce it. She actually has done some stuff on our show. I think, Josie, we have a picture of us eating donuts, I believe, which is a skill in and of themselves. On my Facebook page, you want to go to The Real Timmy Boyle and see a picture. I believe it's me and Josie. I believe. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's her. Josie, just so you know, I can play that now too. Okay, so tonight is Q&A on the 50th anniversary of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. My name is Timmy Boyle, and I am drinking fermented orange juice. I've been drinking this for 50 episodes. Mm. Josie, I'm glad it was you. That was a great picture with the Global Donuts. I love Global Donuts. Okay, so let's go. Let's see what other questions are out there. Give me something right. Buble Grapefruit. Is that a song, Joy? I don't know that song. I wish I had like another phone here that I could like Google it and try to copy it, like take requests. Maybe on a future episode, we'll do a Timmy Takes Musical Requests. I don't know Michael Bublé's Grapefruit. I'm assuming that's a song. So I apologize. I don't have that one in my repertoire. Are unicorns real? That's a good question. Yes, absolutely. Unicorns are real. If they weren't real, why would there be pictures of them? Why would we be talking about them? Oh, wait, folks, wait, hold on. Here we go. Thank you for that question. Okay, here we go. Literally, is this not the creepiest mask in the world? My goodness. So this is like one of my favorite masks. So of course unicorns are real because I'm a unicorn. Wah, wah. Okay, so what I love about this mask, I used to stand on the street corner in Sterling, just standing there. And people would come by and then I'd be like, hello? Freak them out. What I love about this mask is that it is like the perfect balance between utterly creepy and super hilarious. Like, look at this thing. Look at this thing. I can't even look to see if you can see the whole thing. Look at the eye. Like, the eye is all wonky. It's like a stormtrooper eye. It's like sticking out the side. That's why they can't shoot anything. So
But like very, sometimes you find things. Hey, look, I think you can see me in there. Hey, wait, let's see. If unicorns could speak, that's what they would sound like. So yeah, so this is one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite masks. I love that thing. It's so incredibly creepy. So unicorns are absolutely real. Leprechauns, all those things that people tell, fairies, all those things that people tell you aren't real. They're real, or else why would people talk about them? In fact, I was talking to my niece today. She loves dragons, and I asked her, were dragons real? And she said, yeah, and of course they were. Like, what, someone's just going to draw a picture of a knight stabbing a dragon? If the dragon's not real, then we might as well say that knights aren't real, right? Let's just put this out here right now. If there are depictions and stories of knights killing dragons, firing fire out of their mouths, if we just apply the principle and go, no, dragons aren't real because we don't see them anymore, then we have to apply it to the whole thing and then assume that knights weren't real. I don't see knights anymore, so therefore they're not real either. Can't do that. You got to apply the same rules to everything, folks. So clearly, at some point in time, a knight was stabbing a dragon, or else they wouldn't have talked about it. I also believe Bigfoot is real. I also believe I think there might be lizard people. There seems to be evidence I've seen on YouTube where all of a sudden the eye goes weird. And you're like, all of a sudden it like goes into like a lizard eye. And clearly, I mean, you can't just do that on video. You can't make somebody's eye go weird. Like, what kind of weird technology is that? You know what weird technology that would be? Alien technology, folks, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so pretty much everything I see on TV, I believe. Good thing to apply to your life right there. Let's see here. What other questions? Now I can go to Walmart in Belleville with that mask and fit right in. Listen, I can go to Belleville in that mask and fit in anywhere, quite frankly. Belleville's an interesting place. Love it, though. That's for all the people who live in Belleville that are going to be watching this. Love Belleville. Let's see. Definitely a forerunner of a social distancing mask. Yeah, there's the thing. I actually took a picture on Instagram. There is a photo. I believe it might even be me wearing that mask. Might be me wearing that mask. And I'm standing there in my blue tight shorts. And that's basically the principle. It's like, you want to keep social distancing alive? Wear that mask on the street. You got no problem. People will stay 6 feet away, guaranteed. They should just, instead of the government like telling us to stay 6 feet away and then getting frustrated when people don't, just send it. Look, they're sending people like twice as much money than what they've said, right? Some people are getting $4,000 a month, right? And they're like, oh, that was an error, but I guess you can fix that later, whatever. So if they've got all that money they can throw around, then they just need to invest in one of these. I say this right now, Justin Trudeau, who's obviously watching this show, because why wouldn't he? Buy everybody in Canada one of these. And then let us go outside. Because by default, we will all be 6 feet away from each other. Well, mind you, if we're all wearing them, then we'll probably feel unified. Unified. Do you not see what I just did there? Unified. Right, exactly. Let's see here. Oh, look at that. We're losing people at a frightening rate, but that's okay. People are just like, what in the world is going on? Listen, folks, here's the thing. This is a true story. I don't care. Period. Done. Let's see. Most embarrassing thing that happened to you on stage. Most embarrassing thing that happened to me on stage. Look, number one, it's very, very tough to embarrass me. If you are new and dropping in the show right now, just so you know, 50th episode, Calling Comedians in Quarantine. My name's Timmy Boyle. Just hang on for the ride, okay? Weird things are happening tonight, but it's all right. Everything's good. Cheers. let's see. So it's very hard to embarrass me. my friends had a real difficult time embarrassing me growing up. I don't get embarrassed by almost anything. I do get embarrassed by, okay, I get embarrassed by the things that aren't necessarily meant to embarrass. They're just like really horrible manners. When I'm in a room and somebody's, and you're just like, oh my goodness, please shut up. That embarrasses me. But not really. I'm kind of more embarrassed for them. So I haven't had an embarrassing thing that's happened to me on stage. Like I've done stuff where I did a headstand and fell off the stage, but that wasn't embarrassing because I sprung right back up and it was like, nailed it. That was great. I've had times where I've lost places in my, like in the jokes and not know where I was. But again, not embarrassing because I guess I adapt so well to things. Like some people would say, you know, like some people could say this show is embarrassing. How? It's not embarrassing. I'm in charge of everything that's going on. It's not embarrassing. So I'd have to say, Crystal, quite honestly, I've had things that haven't gone right on stage. I've been embarrassed for other people who I've seen on stage that I've been watching, friends and foes and enemies for life. Like, I don't even know if they're still watching. But I've seen people on stage and I've been like sitting there cringing in the back going, oh my goodness. And I, quite honestly, I've been embarrassed sometimes for my own show, depending on who's on the stage. And so, but in terms of me being embarrassed, doesn't really happen. Let's see here, as we're getting ready to wrap up the show here because real important reasons. Number one, we try to keep the show in this half hour, 45 minute window anyways, because we know we're all busy and quarantine. But the other reason is because I'm about to go cook spaghetti and then watch Survivor because my son and I couldn't see it last night or two nights ago. So it's Survivor night with my son. So that's why we're going to be shutting down here in a couple minutes. But a couple more questions here on the 50th episode. What's the last stand-up show you went to? Who did you go see and where? Look at Dutch again throwing in like three of these. The last stand-up show that I went to was my own. If that counts, does that count? We literally came off tour and the next day they said, no more shows. So technically it was mine. But in terms of the last stand-up show I actually attended just to watch the show. I went to see, it wasn't really a stand-up show. It was a date night comedy night. And I went down to see it here in Belleville just to see Joey Aiello and Paul May. And even though I was able to walk in there and go in the back room and all of that stuff, because I had clout and knew everybody in the building, it actually was the first time in a long time that I sat there just watching a show and I didn't have to run the show or be worried about ticket sales or be in the show. So it was actually in Belleville a little while ago in February for the date night tour. That's where I was. And I actually watched that show. So that answers all the questions. I was in Belleville to date night tour. I went to see Joey Aiello and Paul May because they're friends of mine. Well, I didn't know Paul at the time. He's a friend now. And then where it was in Belleville. So look at that. What is the weirdest smell ever smelled? Well, that is an interesting question. The weirdest smell I've ever smelled. I don't know what the smell was, but I do remember very clearly, the moment that it was in high school and a friend of mine did this. You know, when they do this, they're like, hey, smell this. And you smell it. And it was like, what is that? And he didn't know either. And then you're just like, it was a really weird moment because I started to crack up because he didn't even know where the smell had come from. So like, how do you not know where your hand has been? You know what I'm saying? So the fact that he comes, he says, like, smell this. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Oh, what is that? I don't know what it is. He didn't know either. He had no idea where his hand had been. That's eerie to me. Here we go. Who is your pick to win Survivor this season? I'm a huge Survivor fan. We could do a whole episode on Survivor. This has been an amazing season, except for the fact that all of the legends got voted out first, which as they should have, if anyone was smart. But I wanted Yule to win. Yule actually was one of, I've picked the winner of Survivor five times from the opening credits. And you might say, well, that's only five times out of 40 seasons. But think about it. From the opening credits, I've been right five times. And I've picked a couple people who went into the finals, didn't win the show, but I picked them to go to the finals from the opening credits. I have a pretty good read on who can do well in this show. But I picked Yule to win. Yule was actually somebody I actually predicted to win his season, and I picked him to win this one. I think there's still going to be another twist. He could come back into the show. I do not know. I'm not connected to Jeff Probst like some people think I am. So I picked Yule. I would love to see some twist happen and somebody from the island come back in. I would have loved to see Rob win. I would have loved to see Parvati win. Quite frankly, almost everybody left right now, none of those people deserve. Tony and Sarah are the only two currently in the running that deserve to be a two-time winner on this show. And they're fringe. Like Rob should have been a two-time winner. Parvati should have been a two-time winner. Yule could have been a two-time winner. That's cool. Sandra shouldn't have been a third-time winner, never should have been a second-time winner. Anyways, that's a whole other story. So I picked Yule. I'm still sticking with him because a twist could happen. But right now, I don't know who's going to win this thing, but I'll be really upset if it's anybody other than Tony or Sarah, because they're the only two that have some sort of clout. Like if anybody else walks away with two wins, that's a shame. Like that Nick guy, if he gets two wins, or that Adam guy, he got voted out. If he got two, oh my goodness, like that would be the death of me. Anyways, here we go. We're getting ready to close up the show. Fed up. Did you take down Matt Falk or not? Okay, fine. No. Matt Falk beat me in the finals of Comedy Tournament. It might even still be airing on Yes TV. Who knows? It's been airing for years. But we got to the finals. We both got there. I'll tell you the whole story one day about that whole, it was an amazing period of time. Matt and I got to the finals. Matt won the finals. But quite frankly, as much as I was devastated for losing, Matt and I were enemies, at least in my mind, up till that point. We were rivals, not so much enemies. But after that moment, I gained tremendous respect from the time that we had there. We ended up going to a casino afterwards. I think I lost some of his money. Anyways, that bonded us. He's been on my tour now multiple times, we're good friends now. But he did beat me in Comedy Tournament Season 2, primarily because bad audience, probably. That's what it comes down to. Toilet paper over, under, or sideways. Toilet paper definitely always, folks. Toilet paper always goes over every single time. No debate. End of story. Goes over, period. All right. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it. Thank you for asking that. I didn't ask it. You did. Oh, wait. Crystal's Punny was asking. Thank you, CJ. Got it. Cool. Beards are cool. Mullets are not. TP over always. True story. I don't know what this symbol is, but anyways. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for the regulars who have been on this show here for the last 7 weeks. God bless you for hanging out through this mess. I'm going to tell you what. I've had it's been a joy doing this. We have talked to some amazing comics. We've had comics coming in here from all over the world over the last 7 weeks. And, I am ecstatic about the names that we've had on here and the people we've had on here. And it's been an amazing time. Now, let me just say this. Episode 50, I'm a milestone guy. And, episode 50 to me is a milestone. And tonight, after tonight, things will change because, quarantine will start to come to an end. In fact, people are already loosening up around Canada, someplace around the world. The United States won't open up again for another 8 years, most likely. But the reality is that things are starting to loosen up. I'm an optimist. I think things will start to change a little bit. But I also, there are things that I need to continue to do and learn. And I've been telling you that there's things that I really want to work on and develop. And so, calling Comedians Inc. a quarantine, going into the next phase of it, is going to run. And I know you guys are bored. You got nothing to do either. But Calling Comedians in Quarantine is going to go Monday to Thursday. What is eventually going to happen is the episodes that are being edited and are up on YouTube right now are going to be start to being released. So you're going to be able to watch future episodes on, like, you know, they'll start to get released on Friday, Saturday, Sundays, those type of things. But we will meet live Monday through Thursday because there are some other projects that I want to work on again. And I just felt that at 50 right now was a time to kind of move into a second phase of this. So I want to thank you all for hanging out for as long as you have. And I hope that you will hang out Monday to Thursday with me at 7 p.m. live here. But I hope that you will also have gone over to YouTube and that you've liked and subscribed there, or you're following me at least on Facebook, or just continue following me here, because the links and stuff for when the past episodes come up, I just realized how much I'm talking with my hands right now. Anyways, go to Timmy Shorts on YouTube, because that's where all these episodes are going to be. It has been an absolute pleasure to hang out with you guys. If you are new and you've been in here, and maybe this is your first time in here, thank you for discovering me here. Follow me. Just Google Timmy Boyle. You'll find everything I do. I tour professionally as a stand-up comic. This was just a show I wanted to do to kind of stay connected and provide some laughs and just do what I do, bring some humor and interesting stuff from my living room into yours, and bring some of my friends and comedic peers to do the same. So that's what's going to be happening going forward. So the plan is the same going forward, except just Monday to Thursday. Mark it on your calendars. My mom's saying, see you Sunday. No, mom, pay attention. Monday through Thursday. Oh, wait, she's talking about Mother's Day. Right. Got it. Yes, mom. I will see my mom, Mother's Day. Well, from a distance. She'll be on her balcony, five floors up, and I'll be lying down on the ground so I don't get a kink in my neck on the cement at the parking lot. Anyways, I gotta go. I gotta get, actually, Connor, can you turn on the water to boil? So there you go. See what I just did there? So now I got my son turning on the water to boil because we're going to eat spaghetti and watch Survivor. All of you have been amazing. Thank you so much. We will see you again Monday. Have an awesome weekend. No, and let me do this. Here's another special thing for you guys here on episode 50. Some of you have been wondering. Number one, it is true. I have been drinking this same orange juice for 50 episodes. Like, literally this much of it is the same. That's why I stir it. But here's the other thing. Some of you have thought, what about his pants? On episode 50, folks, here we go. Bum, bum, da 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 da. Those are yoga legs. Did you see those calves? You might be saying, Timmy, do you really not wear pants? Why would I wear pants? I'm in quarantine, for goodness sake. These here, just one more look, everybody. Just for one more look. There you go. Oh, somebody just came in the room now and they're like, oh, what have I just come into? Yeah, I know. That's what happens on these shows, but thanks for showing up. Those there, though, just for the record, I learned that somebody has told me just recently that I have very, very nice gams. Gams. Mm-hmm. I do. Nice gams. Long, beautiful gams. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Please take a moment to like, share, subscribe, and ring the little bell so you and your friends don't miss any of the laughs. Episodes will be uploaded here at Timmy's Shorts daily until I run out. And be sure to check out the description below for links to connect with myself or my guests on social media, support us by buying merchandise, and also download the podcast version of this show. Until next time, remember, your brain, it's for thinking, not for eating. So just say no to zombies. My name's Timmy Boyle.